So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Megillah nikreis b'yod aleph, b'yod beis, b'yod gimel, b'yod dalet, b'tesvav, lo pachas v'lo yoser. Depending on one's location, the Megillah can be read on either the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th day of Adar, but not earlier nor later. The Mishnah explains these different dates. Karachan ha-mukafen chayma m'mais Yeshua ben-Nun karim b'tesvav. Cities that were enclosed with a wall in the times of Yeshua ben-Nun read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Kfarim b'yores g'dolis karim b'yodalet. While open cities and villages read on the 14th. However, Elasha kfarim akdim in liyem aknisa. The villagers read earlier on the Monday or Thursday before Purim, the day when they come into the larger cities anyway. The Mishnah elaborates on how this results in the Megillah sometimes being read on the 11th, 12th, or 13th of Adar. The Gemara explains, Kulu anshe knesset agdolef teknenu. Clearly, all these times were included in the original enactment by the anshe knesset agdolef, and therefore must be merumes alluded to in the Megillah. The Gemara cites two sources for this halacha, one of which is the following drasha. In the Megillah it says, L'kayim esimei ha-purim ho'ele bizman nehem. The halachas of Purim are to be observed in their proper times. Now, the pasuk could have said zman, which teaches that the time for reading the Megillah is on the 14th and 15th day of Adar, as mentioned earlier in the Megillah. The additional mem of zmanam, their time, teaches zmanei shel zeh loike zmanei shel zeh. The open cities can read only on the 14th, but not on the 15th, and the walled cities can read only on the 15th, but not on the 14th. Furthermore, the additional yud and hey in the word zmanehem teaches zmanim harbe tiknulahem. They enacted many times, additional days when the Megillah can be read. And the Gemara explains zmanehem dumya de zmanam, ma zmanam trei, af zmanehem trei. Just like the term zmanam refers to two separate days, the 14th and the 15th, so too, the extra term Zmanehem adds two additional days. Now, this does not refer to the 13th, because Yud Gimel Zman Kiel LaKarlhi V'loi Tzarech L'Rabuye. The 13th was the day of the Nais, when all the Yidden gathered to fight back, and by virtue of the Nais prevailed, and so will be included without a special Pasuk. Furthermore, it cannot refer to Shisar V'Shivsar, the 16th and 17th day, because the Pasuk says V'loi Ya'avor, not to delay the reading past the 14th and 15th. Therefore, must be referring to the 11th and the 12th. The Gemara adds, Zu divi Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that all these dates are valid for reading the Megillah even today. However, Chachamim Amru, Eimasai, Bizman Shehasharim Ketiknan, V'Yisrael Shuyin Al Admasan. The halacha of these earlier days applied only when Klal Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, or close to it, and Rosh Chodesh was established properly by Bezdin. Aval Bizman Hazeh, these days, however, when people lived farther away from Eretz Yisrael, where the messengers would not arrive in time, and people used the date of Purim to establish when Pesach will be by counting 30 days, therefore reading the Megillah earlier would lead to confusion and cause them to observe Pesach earlier, and so the Megillah can only be read in its proper time on the 14th day and not earlier. The Gemara adds another condition. Eimosai, mokim shenechnosen b'sheni b'chamishi. This halacha of earlier days applies only in areas where the villagers indeed regularly come into the larger cities on Monday and Thursday, because this leniency to read earlier was meant to make it easier for them not to have to come in again on Purim day. However, in areas where this was not the case, they will still need to come in one day either way for the reading of the Megillah. Therefore, they might as well read it on the proper day, on the 14th. The Gemara explains the source for the reading on the 14th and the 15th. Pasuk says, Al kein ha-yehudim ha-prozim ha-yoshvim ba-orei ha-prozois v'goymer. We infer, mi de prozim ba-arba asar mukafen ba-chamisha asar. Since it's the open cities which read on the 14th, the walled cities read on the 15th. Now, there's a machloikis. The Mishnah says, Krachen ha-mukafen chayma v'mois Yeshua ben-Nun karim b'tesvav. Cities that were walled at the time of Yeshua ben-Nun. While the Gemara cites a brisa in which is another opinion, Rabbi Shul ben Karcha Omer, Krachin ha-mukafin chayma mimayis achashveirosh, koirin b'chamisha asar. The pasuk refers to cities that were walled at the time of Achashveirosh, not of Yeshua ben Nun. And the Gemara explains, the brisa holds ki shushan, ma shushan mukafes chayma mimayis achashveirosh, koirin b'chamisha asar, af kol shan mukafes chayma mimayis achashveirosh, koirin b'chamisha asar. We compare all walled cities to Shushan. Just like Shushan was surrounded by a wall at the time of Achashverosh, and they read the Megillah on the 15th, So too, all walled cities surrounded by a wall at the time of Achashverosh read the Megillah on the 15th. However, our Mishnah expounds a Gzeirah Shavah. The pasuk in the Megillah says, Al kein ha-yehudim ha-prozim. And a pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Devarim says, Levad me'orei ha-prozi harbe me'oid. And we expound, Ma'ala halon mu'kefes chayma me'mois Yeshua benun. Afkan mu'kefes chayma me'mois Yeshua benun. This refers to cities surrounded by a wall in the times of Yeshua benun. Nevertheless, Shani Shushan, Hoyel Venasabones. The people in Shushan today also read on the 15th because the miracle happened there for them on that day.